From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If we say Clorox, chances are you think bleach or some other cleaning product with a stern safety warning. But Clorox is also making a big push into the market for eco-friendly cleaning supplies. It's a tiny but fast-growing business. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco on the company's first new brand in decades, a line of green products.
In a Clorox test kitchen, scientist Sumi Kate leans over a white tile countertop that has a nasty grease stain. She's attacking it with one of the company's new GreenWorks cleaners.
So I'm going to spray the product. And one of the things you'll notice is that the grease literally starts to melt away. And so when you wipe the product, it's completely clean.
So, how does it work? Well, Clorox isn't telling. It's a closely guarded secret. They will say that scientists spent years perfecting a formula created from scratch, derived from plant-based ingredients such as coconuts and lemons. There are five cleaners in the new line, apple green liquids in bottles adorned with a bright yellow flower. We tested four of them, and they all seem to work as well as the leading competitor. Brand manager Matt Kohler says Clorox picked the name GreenWorks precisely to fight the perception among consumers that natural products don't work.
If you look at the green cleaning category right now, it's less than 1% of sales. So lots of consumers want green cleaning options, but they're not really adopting them because they're not satisfied with the options that are available to them. So we really felt like there was this market of underserved consumers.
A few small firms, such as Seventh Generation and Method, have been selling natural biodegradable household cleaners for years. But their products are expensive, and their loyal customers aren't typical consumers. They eat organic and shop at farmers markets or health food stores. Joel McCower, the editor of GreenBiz.com, says mainstream consumers are willing to try green products, but they're asking themselves a whole list of questions.
Yes, I want to buy a green product if it comes from a brand I know, if I buy it where I already shop, the quality is at least as good, price is the same, or maybe I'll pay a little bit more, and that it has some other benefit besides it being green, that it's healthier, or that it's just plain cool.
McCower says that's a high hurdle for new products, but he thinks GreenWorks may just have what it takes. This Safeway store east of San Francisco is promoting the new GreenWorks line with a $1 off coupon. Assistant manager Antoinette Kaluuya has bought a few of the cleaners, and she's impressed. She likes that they're effective while being less toxic.
Because I wanted something safer for the kids and for my house.
And what do you think?
I thought they worked well. They smell really good as well, so it didn't have that harsh smell, but it still worked really well. It was really refreshing, so I enjoyed the smell.
Kaluuya says the products just came out, so it's hard to say how they're doing. Joel McCower says the market conditions are right for more eco-friendly products to cross over into the mainstream.
2008 is going to be the year in which the big consumer companies start really bringing green products to market.
And Steve Ashkin, the executive director of the Green Cleaning Network, says the big consumer retailers, Walmart, Target, and major supermarket chains, are excited about these new brands. He says their commitment will propel even more product development.
This is going to heat up very quickly in the marketplace because none of the competition is going to want to be left out.
According to Ashkin, don't be surprised if Clorox rivals such as Procter & Gamble and SC Johnson also rush new green product lines to the shelves. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.